energetic teacher voice. Hey, you know the basics. Tight drums, solid samples, and a fat low end. Now we're going to make those elements breathe. Breathe with purpose. This lesson is all about layered modulation in Ableton Live to create movement that feels alive, slow morphs across sections, tight rhythmic gating, micro jitter, and audio reactive responses. I'll walk you through device chains, exact settings, routing, and arrangement strategies you can drop straight into a 170 to 176 BPM drum and bass project. Ready? Let's go! First, set your project tempo to somewhere between 170 and 176. I'll use 174 BPM as an example throughout. Section A. Build the two-layer instrument rack. Create a MIDI track and drop an instrument rack. Inside it, make two chains. Chain A is your sublayer. Load operator or wave eatable. Choose a pure sine or triangle. Oscillator should be a sine. Set the octave to -2. Fine-tune 0. After the oscillator, add utility and set width to 0% to force mono and keep the low end tight. Drop the gain by about 3 dB so the sub sits controlled in the mix. Chain B is the modulated harmonic layer, the gritty, moving part. Load wave-eatable or simpler with a wave-eatable sample. Set the initial wave-eatable position around 30 to 40%. We'll modulate that. Use unison 2 to 3 voices to tune around 6 to 12 cents for stereo motion. Add a high-pass filter around 60 to 80 Hz to protect the sub. Then after the synth, add saturator with drive between 2 and 4, and a utility with width between 60 and 100% to create stereo spread. Balance the volume so the sub sits about 6 to 10 dB below the mod layer, and use EQ 8 to dip between 150 and 300 Hz on the mod layer to make room for the sub. Why the split? Keep your sub absolutely stable, and modulate the mids and highs hard. That way you get movement without muddying the low end. Section B, slow morph LFO for section long evolution. After the instrument rack, add an auto filter set to low pass. Resonance at about 0.15 to 0.3 is a good starting place. Map 3 rack macros, macro 1 to the wave-eatable position on chain B, macro 2 to the auto filter cutoff, and macro 3 to the saturator drive for global grit control. Now add a max for live LFO, or if you don't have M4L, use a synth's internal LFO map to macros or automate clip envelopes manually. Set the LFO rate to 1/4 to 1/2 note synced. At 174 BPM, a quarter note LFO is around 0.35 Hz, which makes for a smooth section morph. Use a triangle or sine shape. Map this LFO to macro 1 with a depth that swings the wave-eatable position from approximately 20 to 80%. Also map it at a smaller depth to macro 2 so filter and wave-eatable movement are correlated. Tip: in macro map mode, set manual min and max values, for example macro 1 min 20, max 80, then have the LFO oscillate between them. If you want inverse movement, invert the mapping here. This slow morph will give you evolving timbre across builds and drops. Section C, rhythmic gating and step modulation. Add a second modulation source for groove. Use another LFO sync to 1/8 or 1/16. Or use a step sequencer. Max for Lies LFO set to 1/8 with a square shape works well. Stock workaround: use autopan with a square wave and map its amount to a macro to simulate gating. Route this rhythmic source to the auto filter cutoff and to the mod layer's amplitude. For the filtering, aim for cutoff swings between 200 and 1200 Hz depending on the sound. For volume gating, set depth between -6 dB up to fully closed depending on how chopped you want the groove. Add a tiny, fast rate LFO at 1 over 32 or around 16 to 32 Hz and map it to pitch or wave-eatable position with a very small depth, 1 to 5%, to prevent perfectly robotic repetition. Why this combo? Layering a slow morph with a synced rhythmic gate creates a groove that both evolves across time and locks into the beat. Perfect for rolling DNB. Section D, micro and audio rate modulation for grit. Now we add micro motion. In operator, set oscillator B to a sine and route B into a 4 FM. Use a ratio between 0.5 and 2.5, and keep FM amount small, between 0.05 and 2 for subtle metallic texture, or crank it for aggressive harshness. In wave-eatable, use its FM control or modulate oscillator pitch by a fast LFO between 6 and 30 Hz for vibrato or diode-like motion. For audio rate effects, add a tiny frequency shifter after the instrument with offsets from 0.1 to 2 Hz, and map a fast LFO to it to create phasing and chorus-like movement. Audio rate modulation creates sidebands and grit that distinguish a lush synth from an aggressive neuro-style bass. Section E, make it audio reactive with an envelope follower. Create a send or route your drum bus to a separate track to act as the source. Add an envelope follower to your bass track and set the source to the drum bus. Attack 0 to 10 milliseconds. Release between 60 and 180 milliseconds. You want snappy but musical response. Map the envelope follower to the auto filter cutoff and to the wave eatable position with an amount that makes typical snare transients cause a noticeable, but not overwhelming change. If you don't have M4L, you can emulate this with sidechain compression or by drawing automation triggered by drum velocities. The result? The bass will breathe with the kit and feel locked in rhythmically. Section F. Add movement to drums. In drum rack, layer samples per pad. Use simpler for each layer or chains. Map a fast LFO at 1 over 16 or higher to transposition in simpler for tiny pitch modulation of plus or minus 3 to 15 cents, and expose that as a macro called snare jitter or hat jitter. Add beat repeat on a send set to interval 1/8, grid 1/16, chance 30 to 60%, and automate gate to create glitchy fills. This audio version is shortened for playback.